from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The power of love and the summer. So enjoy this weekend, enjoy the next, because then the summer be donezo. Technically not, obviously, but we know the deal. Memorial Day to Labor Day, so we are getting close, which also means that we're getting close to the start of the Eagles' regular season. 215-592-9494 as we broadcast from Borgata today. Let's talk to our buddy Ed. He's calling from Phoenixville. How you doing, Ed?
Hey, do you got me now?
We got you now, Ed. Go ahead, pal.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No worries.
First, I wanted to congratulate the Hammer on another, what reminds me of a Alabama versus Citadel kind of victory. And beat the Hammer. You know.
Well, remember, Shamadla, whatever their name was, beat Houston that one time with Ralph Sampson. So, or no, not Ralph Sampson. They beat Virginia with Ralph Sampson, yeah.
Yeah, Virginia.
So the crazy upsets can happen.
Good thing that wasn't the topic today.
You might as well make a ragu with all those tomato cans. But anyway, got a question for Elliot. So,
yes.
Elliot, I saw one of your 53 roster projections, and I saw only Dallas Goedert and Cal Kuterra as the tight ends. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know my question there is, you know, probably the best personnel grouping for Saquon as a runner would probably be 12 personnel. I think Shiel kind of alluded to it. I'd have to think they're getting another tight end before the start of the season, right?
Yeah, so I think if they trade for one, then obviously they could keep three. But a difference now with the way the practice squad rules are, you can keep veterans on the practice squad. So the initial 53 is more so about which 53 players you want to protect, and then you can sign guys to the practice squad and play them weeks 1, 2, 3, you know, into the season. So I think they could keep two through the first cuts and then re-sign a guy like Alberto or CJ Uzama. EJ Jenkins has had a really nice camp, but I think they'll have three tight ends week one in Brazil. They might just not have three on the 53-man roster.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, Goddard's gotten nicked up a couple of times over the past few years.
Yeah, he sure does.
He's nicked up right now.
Cal Kuterra as well, by the way.
That's right. Hey, Ed, give me a great answer. What had a moment?
How about the fidget spinner?
Definitely.
The fidget spinner?
I don't know that.
It's like you hold it in your hand, and you spin it.
Okay,
it's,
fair enough.
Pretty simple.
By the way, speaking of backup tight ends, those that are like the blocking variety backup tight ends, though Brent Celek wasn't until he was. I got to tell you something. I don't think the town gave him – we got a lot of love for Brent Celek. Obviously, everybody does. Super Bowl champ, the whole deal, his whole career here. I don't know if people realize how rare it is to make the transition he did from being primarily a pass-catching tight end to primarily a blocking tight end. You don't see that often.
And the way he went about doing it, too. You know, like
totally.
There was
no
gripes, no complaints, no nothing. Like
right.
He just went and did his job.
And James, and I agree, but my point is, and I hear you, James.
You're right. It's rare, period. Yeah,
because like a lot of guys go from being a starter to a backup. He basically changed his whole style.
Well, some guys can't even do it. Like Zach Ertz could never become a blocking tight end.
That's
exactly.
My point. Exactly.
Well, if
right.
I'm not mistaken, no one's worn 87 since, still, right?
Could be. I mean, they're not going to retire
retire it, but they effectively have.
That's interesting. I mean, someday I think someone will grab it. But I hear your point.
Yep.
Sometimes you wait some years. Hey, let's get to the Got It During window to the weekend. You can take advantage of Got It During Windows big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. That's go, GUIDA.com. All right, so let me tell you here. this weekend obviously really boils down to two things. You got a Phillies series in Kansas City, of course, and brutal with Taiwan having to start or being chosen to start. Let's hope Turnbull and Ranger and all the other guys get back at some point so we don't have to see this Taiwan thing anymore. And then the other thing is an Eagles preseason game tomorrow. Now, it's a game that we expect Jalen Hurts won't play in. I want to play some audio here of Nick Sirianni, and then we're going to get to our Twitter poll question of the day. I want to play some Sirianni audio because he spoke earlier this week about Jalen in from training camp. Of course, camp is officially wrapped up, but they basically still do the same thing, which is prepare for the season. And Nick Sirianni gave a pretty detailed answer this week on Jalen Hurts. And this answer speaks to me of why he doesn't feel, Sirianni, that he needs to see Hurts in a game because he knows what he's seen in practice. Here's Sirianni this week on Hurts.
Two or three things you've seen from Jalen maybe that have stood out to you this summer.
Yeah, again, I just feel like he's had an outstanding camp. And I'm really excited about where he is, just in complete control of the offense, delivering accurate balls, protecting the football. Man, he's had a really, really outstanding camp. Taking what the defense gives him, whether that's pushing the ball down the field like you saw yesterday with a deep shot to AJ, or checking the ball down to Saquon like he did yesterday as well. What an unbelievable camp he's had. I'm really excited for his year.
All right, so let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, because to me it sounds like, you know, Sirianni doesn't need to see Hurts play in a preseason game, and I don't think he does need to. I mean, I think this whole thing about, you know, got to play a preseason game, I think that's the old days. It's a different way of thinking. 100%
agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
The last time Jalen played in a preseason game, he got drilled out of bounds by someone on the Jets.
So is that 2021?
I think it was 2022. Actually,
2022. Okay, so Twitter poll is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question: do you think it's a mistake that Jalen Hurts likely won't play at all this preseason? Obviously, if he doesn't play tomorrow, then he won't have played in the preseason. Is that a mistake? Yes or no? Elliot, you're in for Richie today. You get to guess how people voted. You think more people think it's a mistake or not?
I think more people will say no. They don't think it's a mistake. And I'm going to go 63% no.
So I'm with you that I thought people would go there. They don't. They go the other way.
Wow.
55% of people still think it's a mistake.
I just think that's so silly.
I do too.
Like, why?
I want to play some audio of Darius Slay, because he also talked this week about Jalen. I want you to listen to Darius Slay talking about Jalen Hurts, and then consider with what Slay is putting out there, with what he's seeing from Hurts, do you still feel Jalen has to get in there for, you know, 7 preseason plays? I think it's nonsense. Big praise from Slay, and really I thought this was one of the more attention to detail answers we've gotten from anybody this preseason about how Hurts has improved and the things he's been doing in camp, in practice. Here's Darius Slay the other day.
So you said on your podcast that you feel like Kellen is helping Jalen become smarter player, especially at the line of scrimmage. What, in what ways are you seeing?
Just letting him take full control of offense. Like you've seen out there on the field, you could just see him in the 2-minute making the calls, reading hot checks. I know he's seeing the blitz way better than he ever did, you know, because we got guys that can make plays and explosive, because we have great O-line that can kind of pick up anything. But now they trust Hurts to, you know, make plays on his own with his without just using his feet, using his mind, and beating the defense himself. So that's why I see an improvement in Hurts, is that the fact that Kellen got him, you know, picking up blitzes real nice.
I got to tell you something. That answer right there should go in the John Ritchie Happy to Hear It Hall of Fame. I mean, we've all been calling for it to an extent, but John has really, really been calling for
it. Well, and the one thing that should be picked up in there is last year, the issue was not all the coaching with the blitzing.
Well, that's true.
I mean, he's clearly saying right there, as other players have said last year, right. The issue was Jalen.
Right.
And, you know, that doesn't absolve the coaching.
No, you're right about that. Let's talk to Joe. He's calling from Yadin. Good morning, Joe. Oh. Joseph.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing?
Good, buddy.
Okay. I'll make it real quick regarding the Phillies. First, I didn't see the game. My wife watched it.
Mm-hmm.
2 runs on 3 hits. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? At least 13 strikeouts?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to be a third seed. Would you agree with that? Going forward, things?
Look, they're struggling on offense right now, man. They're in a bad way.
Yeah, I think it was actually 14 strikeouts.
Jeez, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that I'm not going to pick right now because it's basically a long story. Make it short. about 10 years ago, I went down Ocean City, Maryland for a bike ride. I bike ride every day, keep my head clear. And what it was going really fast on my speed bike, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, on the other side, this girl jogging towards me. And all of a sudden, her top shot right off. I said, oh, my God. So I'm looking, I'm thinking, not paying attention. I'm going to the right, boom, I hit the curve, I fly down. I'm all cut up, I'm scratching my bike, it's screwed up. I said, man, my butt's my bike, my moment. Came back to the condo, and my wife says, what happened to you? You won't believe me. Tell me this story. So after I told that story,
wait, did you see somebody? You see somebody famous?
I'm sorry?
I'm trying to understand the relevancy. Yeah. Did you see somebody famous?
And this is why the Phillies lost their magic.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what's the connection. Does this have to do with the Dotson trade? What is this?
No, actually, no. It's just basically that you don't look at a girl, naked girl, when you're riding your bike. That's simple.
No, well, I'll tell you. That's,
all right.
Or you do and you
just
don't crash.
Little life advice with the hammer there. Yeah.
Or you do and you don't crash, Elliot?
Yeah.
Devin, were you confused by that?
I thought it was going to, you know, come full circle at some point and be related, have some deep meaning as it pertains to the Phillies. But
that was very,
that was just a
little fun story on a Friday.
Very, a random anecdote.
Very confused. All right, let's go to Mark in Delaware. Hi, Mark.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys. Let me know that the Eagles game is at 1 o'clock on this weekend.
You're welcome.
So, tomorrow.
Yeah, that way it's 7 o'clock, you know, that night. I'm not sitting here searching around for it. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, I bet a lot of people didn't know it until we said it today. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that didn't hear us today that are still going to find out, you know, tomorrow or something.
Right. So just quick question for Elliot. So let's just say Jalen goes out for a couple games for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett actually win games for the team?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think Kenny is somebody that over a 17-game stretch will, you know, get you to 12 wins. But if Kenny were to be the starter, A, they'd be able to game plan for him, which is a big difference from what they have in the preseason. But he'd be playing with better players. And what I saw from Pickett in training camp is he does throw an accurate ball to guys in stride. So I do think he could move the ball. So I think they would be able to stay afloat with him.
Okay, so it's better than their backups that they've had in, like, previous years then?
I think he's better than Mariota. I mean, I think he's similar to Minshew.
Gotcha. You really think he's as good as Minshew? Because I think Minshew's pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, I think Minshew could be better, for
sure.
Oh,
I feel pretty confident he is.
I think Minshew turns it over more than Pickett would. I think Minshew is more, like, of a gunslinger than Kenny is.
For sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, you made a great answer for what had a moment.
All right, so many of your answers have been over a time period, such as like Rubik's Cube, Tickle Me Elmo, Joe's Tickle Tuesday, whatever. So in 2004, 90 million people were viewing Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction.
No, that's just people tuning in for something that happened then. I mean, that's not the right way to frame it, right?
Yeah, the aftermath would be the moment, right?
That was like an event. That wasn't a moment.
Yeah, yes. I mean, people were watching the Super Bowl, and
the talk about it was a moment afterwards, I would say.
Yeah.
More so.
I agree. All right, let's do what we do every single day at this time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, time's yours. It's brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Well, you can't blame Topper for this one. You can't blame the pitchers. How about the top six in the Phillies batting order had a grand total collectively of 3 hits? Could that be the problem?
Well, yeah, that's a huge part of it, man. They have really struggled near the top. And by the way, when I say near the top, I mean like one through at least five.
Yeah.
If not six, if not nine.
The problem.
It is the main problem right now.
Hammer, I guess I have to say congratulations for a 5 for 5. Is there anybody in the Delaware Valley that has a remote shot of actually showing up for this contest? Because it's getting really tiresome. Someone's got to come up. Or either that, or just how about we have like a best of champions edition like they do on Jeopardy? Because I really want to see Drew from Westchester take you down again.
Oh, we shall see.
That's a good idea.
As I like to say, I'll take it under consideration.
I have a winning answer for Joe DeCamera. Here's what I had a moment. Charles Ingalls. In Little House on the Prairie.
Landon was like, he was a man. No, I'm serious. Michael Landon was a man.
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Time is yours.
It's a good poll right there.
What a time to be alive. I'm just so grateful I'll be able to tell my grandkids I lived in the age of the Hammer.
Oh, thank
you, sir. No.
Thank you.
Is there any advice you would give the Phillies on how to keep the magic?
Oh,
considering
what
you know,
are we doing here?
You have kept this going, and they, you know, they can't.
Yeah, I just think the Hammer's greatness is greater than the Phillies' greatness.
Yeah,
like the bottom line is, you know that symbol we learned in math in like fifth grade, the greater than or lesser than sign.
Yeah,
Hammer greater than.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they need to channel your ego, your confidence.
Maybe we need
here.
To rein this in.
Maybe
I
you
think.
Should speak to the team.
And with that, I'm like Tony Robbins. I'll get in there. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get some calls in here. Let's get right now to Jim. He's calling from Bridesburg. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, crew. How are you today?
What's up, Jim?
Good Hammer showing, Joe.
Thank you, sir.
But not to be one to criticize your pronunciation of anything. But I do believe when you were announcing the prizes, you said decal. Is that right?
Decal? Wait, what's the right term? Decal?
Decal.
Decal.
Decal. All right, and I said decal.
Not a big one. But.
No, that's on the nitpick side, that's pretty extreme. But that's all right. I'll take the hit.
Victory doesn't count anymore.
So is it decal?
You are one. You want to nitpick others' nitpicks?
Yeah. So, Jim, is it decal pike or decal pike?
I think it's. The camera.
Hey, there's a new show out called The Decameron. So, I still got to check that thing out.
Oh, my God.
Sure, it's barn.
It's pretty weird.
Oh, is it really? You've seen it?
Yeah, I watched the first couple episodes.
Really?
It's a comedy set in Italy during the plague.
Well, wasn't The Decameron a book way back?
I don't know. Maybe.
Shouldn't you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I vaguely remember this from... somewhere along, but I could be wrong, but I think it was one of those like medieval or renaissance or something back in the day. Anyway, Jim, what do you got on the Eagles, my man?
So, this signing, Jahan Dotson, I mean, it's one of those typical ones where it always seems like it's too good to be true. You know, like...
I just don't know if I view it that way. They gave up a third-round pick. I mean, they paid a pretty good price for him.
They
so
really did.
If your worry is that, you know, how'd they get this guy so cheap, I don't think they got him cheap.
Okay.
I agree with Elliot, Jim. 30. But Jim, I agree with you also. He's been... Let's not lose... He has been a disappointment in pro football.
I disagree with that.
Elliot...
He has 11 touchdowns and almost 1,000 yards in 2 years with trash quarterbacks, a trash coach.
1,000 yards in 2 years is good?
Yeah, but who are his quarterbacks?
Yeah, no, I understand they say.
But that's a big part of it.
No, I understand, but 500 yards a year?
From Jacoby Brissett, Carson Wentz.
On.
Well, it's just part of it. If you want to say he hasn't met his potential, but he's not been a disappointment.
You don't think a Washington fan thinks he's been a disappointment?
No, Washington fans seem pretty upset that they traded
upset.
Him.
Well, they're upset that it didn't work, and they feel they could have gotten more.
Well, the next guy up is a guy who the Eagles like intentionally let go of, Olamide Zaccheaus. So,
like Jalen Reagor is a disappointment. Jahan Dotson has 11 touchdowns in 2 years. That's not nothing.
All right, Jim, give me an answer here. Jim, we're going to turn to what had a moment.
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks. That's a who. We're looking for a what. Not a who, a what. What had a moment?
Famous moment.
We're turning too quickly. We're going Vinny and King of Prussia. Vinny, what had a moment?
Hey, Joe, you just want the moment? I'll go Easy Bake Oven.
I'm sorry, say it again?
Ooh, yeah, cool. Easy Bake Oven. That's a really good answer.
Good Vinny, give me your Eagles point, buddy. Go ahead. We got a little bit of time. Eagles point, what do you got?
Yesterday, I called and said that they were at rock bottom, and you went right to the 70s and said they were like 3-13 one time. I should have qualified and said, for this team, this core, that was the rock bottom. And I'll give you four quick reasons. Play calling last year was an absolute joke offensively. They were stuck in the 70s just like you seem to be. Division is way down. They have a top 10 easy schedule, and the Super Bowl hangover last year was real. Yeah. They won't have that this year.
No, so, I hear you. I mean, we're all hoping that applies to San Fran this year. All right, Vinny, good call, buddy. Appreciate that. So, first off, before we get to winning answer for who had a for what had a moment, Elliot, I need a ruling. I've heard 13 different pronunciations today.
Okay.
What is Dotson's first name?
I believe it is Jahan Dotson. I don't think it is Johan.
Yeah, what,
I've heard I'm almost positive it's Jahan.
It's Jahan.
Dotson.
We're used to saying Johan, I think, for Johan Rojas. So
I heard Ike say Johan, and a caller did. Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
Maybe that I'm almost positive it's Jahan Dotson.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, it is weird.
All right, so for what had a moment, we got some really good answers, and frankly, I think they're all, of the good ones, I think they're all pretty similar in scope. So, and again, it can still be going on in society or not, but at a certain point, it was a big deal and bigger than it now is. MySpace was said, Napster was said, the yo-yo, Beanie Babies, Rubik's Cube, the Blair Witch Project, Tickle Me Elmo, Easy Bake Oven, a couple others, but they're all pretty, all right, what are we, Seltzer, what are you thinking?
So I think Beanie Babies probably stands out to me the most.
Yeah. So I think the other things like Napster and MySpace became other things. Like Beanie Babies just came and then dropped and went. I feel like that was much more of just a moment for them specifically.
That's true.
And it was
how
a real moment.
How long did it last?
Like a couple years, maybe 3 years, something like that.
I think that's
a better answer than Napster?
Yeah, Napster turned into like LimeWire.
But I don't
and
care
all
that it turned into something. I mean, it was a big deal as Napster. What about MySpace?
I to your point, I think they're all pretty similar there.
Devin, what would you lean toward?
I like MySpace because I don't think MySpace actually turned into anything. I think
Facebook.
Facebook is its own thing.
It's
MySpace kind of went away.
But the difference is Beanie Baby was a really popular toy that just went away.
All right, here's the deal.
Yeah,
Elliot says Beanie Baby. I'm going to say Napster or MySpace. I'm going to say Napster. James, what do you say?
I'm going Beanie Baby.
Thank you.
Devin?
I was going to say MySpace, but does that make the votes all over the place?
Yeah. Well, two Beanie Babies, so Beanie Baby wins.
You have to pick who you like more,
James or Joe. I'm fine with Beanie Baby.
I went with Napster over MySpace, but they're just about the same. Beanie Babies, though, wins. I've been outvoted. Drew, congrats with the winning answer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.